This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, wow. It's the KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Look, the conversation that we've been having here on the show between you and I over the last few weeks has really been like this daily emotion, like if you're in a summer camp in this relationship. Like, you're there for a week, you meet on Sunday, by Tuesday your boyfriend and girlfriend, Wednesday you're fighting, Thursday there's a new girl that shows up, Friday you're making up, Saturday you're kissing each other goodbye and exchanging information, and now going to call each other boyfriend and girlfriend as you're leaving in that 1 week of camp. It feels good. I don't know about you. I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie. And here's what you really have to appreciate as a fan, because this is where the conversation has really lied in. Doesn't it feel good to take your ballpark back? Doesn't it feel good to know that now when Sweet Caroline is being sung, that you feel like there's a care about what's on the field versus what I'm having in the stands? Doesn't it feel better to know that my eyes have to be pinpointed on the game than it is about asking the person next to me if they could kind of sit down trying to watch the game? Doesn't it feel good to know that your players out there on the field for these Red Sox are forcing management to have to make only one decision at the trade deadline? No more of this dancing around of, well, you know, we've got flexibility. No more of the, oh, well, what are you going to get in return? Or no more of the, hey, go get some prospects for the future. If you win 9 games in a row going into an All-Star break, and you're only a few games out of first, and you've been beating the teams that have been in front of you during the season, you must buy at the trade deadline. This is very much like 2021. Where this team is over-indexing its talent level, if you will, of things. And now the onus is on management to make a move. Doesn't it, Jacob, thank you so much for being here, my producer, Jacob Lassiter. Doesn't it feel good that suddenly we're talking about the Red Sox in a way that doesn't talk about other things?
Yeah, I mean, I've fallen in love with this team, honestly. Everything about this team, it's so likable.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where, and I don't know if the word that keeps coming to my mind is authentic. This is the most authentic situation you could have. It's very close to the Bad News Bears. I mean, hell, you put them in yellow uniforms and you run it back 30 years ago, you're 40 years ago, you're like, this is kind of the Bad News Bears. Like, nobody's a star, everybody's young. Nobody knows what's wrong. When you see mistakes, you are reminded when they're young, but when they correct those mistakes, you're like, wait a minute, this team isn't scared. And good on for Alex Cora, right? Because what Alex Cora, when you really think about everything that Alex Cora has been through since he's been the manager of the Red Sox. It also does include a year of suspension. like all these things we get on Alex Corbett, like you forget that this guy has gone from taking this job, winning the World Series, being investigated for what he was doing in Houston, out for a year, has to beg for players another year, two seasons of losing in a row, and a 500 season last year, and now I think we're really like at this crossroads with this team. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your text messages and calls here shortly. And of course, we've got Save Trade, the debut of, do you save them? Or do you trade them? It becomes so much more of a difficult discussion about who goes from this team and what the team needs. Now, with the injury to Hunter Dobbins yesterday, I think it really puts the onus of, gosh, you really must get another starting pitcher. And what is that going to cost? And that's where you don't want to miss save trade. I did not mean to slip up and say that. Save trade. I'm sorry. It is 8 in the morning. It's not like management's listening. But 9 in a row. It just felt like a week and a half ago we were talking about this team is 3-4 games under 500. They're definitely going to be sellers. All the talk about, hey, San Diego's now showing their interest in Duran again and all these different things. And even a week ago at this time, you know, hey, if Bregman, they can't come to an agreement with Bregman, maybe the Tigers, maybe the maybe the Mariners. All this stuff has changed. So that's why you don't want to miss Save Trade. Save Trade. 30 minutes here on WEEI. You know, and I was looking over some of the information, you know, in terms of like why I believe Roman Anthony is really going to be that guy is when you look at kind of what happened to Tristan Campbell, right? Tristan Campbell was figured out after 35 games. And you're like, okay, Anthony hasn't been here for 35 games. It's been about 30. He's right at about 30 now. But after 30... From 30 games for the 20 games after the 35th game of Christian Campbell, I mean, you're talking about a guy with a batting average of 141, 10 hits and 71 at bats. It was just like things caught up with him, even though things were going well for him, really, for the first 25 games. Where you look at Roman Anthony, it's the antithesis. It started off slow the first 7 to 10 games, and then it picked up around game 16, and ever since, the guy's been on fire. Hitting well over 350. I mean, goodness, he's over 20 hits. So, I how can I best put this? If we get into a trade situation, and again, I don't want to get ahead of my skis, but this is where the thought process is. Campbell probably has to be on the menu in terms of who you're moving just because the way things are moving right now. Like if you said, think about the noise we're making, like, oh, gosh, why is Story still here? Now you're thinking like, okay, he would be better than your run-of-the-mill good defensive shortstop. He hits better than he's above average when you talk about a defensive shortstop. He's below average when you're talking about an offensive shortstop, right? So now you're looking at things in these different lenses with these players, right? Rafaela playing second base, it almost kind of says, dang, you remember when David Hamilton used to get like, the two guys that started the season playing second base, rotating, are not even being used now, right? Like, this is all fascinating how just a week ago, you're like, okay, these are people who could definitely go. And now you're like, do you want to mess with the mojo of this team right now? Team wins 9 games in a row. Do you dress differently? Do you take your shot? Like, this is the ultimate superstition sport of all sports. And it just finds it very hard to touch this team. But good on these players. Good on Alex Cora, right? Because we're part of the noise machine, right? Like for them, it's 162 games. For us, it's like really game to game. However, think of this is how weird this sounds coming out of my mouth. If the Red Sox lose today, and I don't think that's going to happen because If you told me there was a split in this series, I'd be like, excellent job. They've already won this series. If they lose today, I don't think there's a single person who's saying, you know, the Sox, you know, get it together. What are you doing? That's not the conversation anymore. Where the inconsistency used to be the talk. And so, of course, the streak starts when they go to D.C. And if you remember the weekend that I was on, that Sunday I was on when they were in D.C., I was like, look, they have a chance to sweep this series. And then comes Colorado. You should sweep that series, too. And I know to some I probably sound crazy. You just can't say it. It looks like that on paper. But if you remember those who were here, I said, look, Colorado had only won 20 games this entire season. If you give them 2 out of 3 in a series, they've won 10% of their total games for the year. They're not that good. They're not even a 333 team. They're probably not even going to win a third of their games this year. So you have to win that entire season. You have to sweep that series. That's what they did. I'll tell you right now, as someone who's watched a lot of baseball in their life, yesterday's game and Friday night's conclusion are probably the two best things that have happened to the Sox, and they happened to them in back-to-back days, in less than 24 hours. One, you get the walk-off home run in a game where once Dobbins goes down and he's out for the season, you're like, oh, man, if this becomes an unexpected bullpen game, which it was, and we've seen what's happened with this bullpen that's been worn out, the series could get really ugly. This is why the performance by the bullpen on Friday night was a masterpiece, because if they had gotten rocked, what happens for the rest of the series? Everybody's fresh because the next day, Garrett Crochet throws his first complete game ever in what was one of the, think about it. It's very rare that you say a 1-0 game is one of the better games you've seen in recent memory. I mean, everything you wanted in that game, it had the intensity of like, you're like little league championship game, right? Like where like, okay, somebody's going to have to bunt. We're going to try and get this guy in. It's just a fascinating game. And usually the games like that, the Red Sox have lost, made a mistake, got blown out, lost focus, concentration. None of those things occurred. And all this happened in a span of 12 hours? That's more than 12. Less than 24 hours. So you go from a walk-off in a game where your bullpen had to really hold it down, and even though things got a little bit shaky, they didn't get out of control. And then you come back yesterday. Think about this season. When has there been back-to-back games at Fenway that felt like they had playoff atmosphere? Can you think of them, Jacob?
No.
No. So thank you, fans, for taking Fenway back. The players feel it. I feel it. I screamed so loud Friday night at Raffaello's home run that it scared my child. My wife didn't move. You know, like, she's like, oh, he's watching a game. My daughter's like, what's going on? You know, like, you know, so keep that same old feeling. Because, as I said, maybe 3 weeks ago in my spat of just how disappointed I was that New England's going to get cheated out of baseball in October, that this is the most exciting area of the country when fall baseball is played. Like, look, the Yankees are falling apart, and that's always part of the conversation. So bad that I watched the Yankees game before I watched the Red Sox game yesterday. And when they were talking about like hot players that you need to know about around the league, of course they threw Aaron Judge's face up there because he's in this homer chase. Then they mentioned Cal Raleigh in Seattle, who's probably getting, I don't know, they're probably checking him. Like, well, no, we won't check your glove. We want to be able to see if you've got any unusual pimples on your back. And Sedan Rafaela. Do you know how that had to feel to the Yes Network and the Yankee fans to see a Red Sox face being put up there as the story's going on right next to you? Like, they want to have the conversation of, like, Judge, or is it going to be Raleigh? Who's going to have the most home runs by the end of the season? Meanwhile, you got Rafaela over here, like, 8 home runs. 8-game hitting streak. Guy's on fire. I mean, it's beyond fire. This guy's, like, nuclear core hot. This is the same. This is the type of emotion this fan base deserves, needs to have. Like, think about it. I'm watching the end of the game yesterday, and people, by the time they get into postgame, people are still in Fenway. That's the vibe. That's the energy that management needs to recognize about this fan base. This is the fan base that says, you know what? We're going to tell you who's out there on the field if you're allowing people to be out there on the field who can produce, who can provide excitement. I don't care about the designer beer. I want to make sure that these guys can get the first to third, you know, moving the base paths. They're doing it. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. It's the KJ Show. Right now it's time to trend with Jacob Ladd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KJ Show, WEEI. Thank you so much for getting up at this time. I mean, it's almost kind of like a religion. Either you're like, okay, I didn't sleep at all last night, or I can kind of sneak in my little sports fix before I go get my worship on, or you actually plan to be here, and because of that, I say thank you so much for being here. And if you ever have to go somewhere else and you're away from your traditional radio, remember, the Odyssey app is free. You can listen to this on your phone, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type in W-E-E-I. And KJ Show is right there before your eyes. Yeah, that's Alex Cora talking about the importance of Garrett Crochet to this team. Think about it. Like, yesterday might have been, what, Garrett Crochet's, like, second or maybe third win at Fenway this year? Right? Because all those games that he was pitching, and you just weren't getting the support before. And while all the story has been about Bregman being kind of a leadership guy and kind of a clubhouse guy, I'll get to my thoughts on Bregman here shortly. But you're like, okay, but they've paid Crochet to be here for the future. And this is the guy that's going to have to really be able to set the tone when it comes to what happens on the field, that one feeds off of the other. Like, to see two games back-to-back, to see the water cooler dumped on a player in the middle of an interview, what that says to me is that they are buying into each other. Now, you can get in the whole Rafael Devers thing and whatever you think and so forth, But it does make a statement about how important leadership is through actions more than words. So, for example, while Bregman's words can be great, Bregman has been off the field probably just as long as he's been on the field, right? And he may be gone at the end of this year. There's a chance that you may have Bregman and get nothing in return for Bregman because of free agency. I'll give you my thoughts. Like I said, I don't want to get ahead of the show. This is kind of the KJ show is always teasing you for what's next. It's like a carrot in front of the horse? In a horse race, I think you put the carrot on the track as it runs down. I'm my degenerate betting days of going down to, you know.
Isn't it carriage? Like, you don't put the carriage in front of the horse?
No, I'm talking about like at the racetrack. Like, do they run a bunny alongside? But it's a carrot before the rabbit, right? Like, but you don't put the carriage before the horse. That's right, yes. And if we're going to go toe-to-toe, then yes, Jacob, the game, pregame starts at 12:35. First pitch at 1:35 here for the Red Sox today.
My apologies.
Look, it's 8:30 in the morning. You know, the crazy thing is, Jacob, are you the one that was the master's in education or English or something like that?
No.
Okay, one of
Far
our producers.
From it.
One of our, they're the corrective red pen. Like in the can, I have a feature called Where Did We Go Wrong? Where in Slow Jam Theory, I apologize for the wrong things that I've said during that show. Maybe I have that ready next. Now the crazy thing, and I'm going to say this, it's not too many wrong things I say, so I don't know how long the song's going to be. But I kind of give you a Slow Jam version of what I said incorrectly, and here it is. Today would have been perfect, you know. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to put the carrot in front of the horse. It was supposed to be the carriage. But you knew what I meant. You get the idea, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. So, but that's not today. That would not be show prep. That would be like torture to my producer, and I don't want to do that. But what Crochet is doing on the mound, even to the point where, yeah, I'm going to go to the All-Star game, but I'm not going to pitch, is his way of saying, I'm here to represent the team. And is the best representation of the team. You'd almost have to say, because the way that the Red Sox are performing right now, if you're that degenerate, it's 8 in the morning, go look at what those futures might be on Garrett Crochet, Cy Young. Right, because it's very tough.
Your time to bet that would be yesterday morning at 10 in the morning.
You see, there you go. So a little degeneracy with Ottolini and Lyons, you know. But that's what's been needed. Alex Cora, obviously the leader, but you need a leader by example in that clubhouse who doesn't have to say much. Rafael Devers got a zero on the, not an F, a zero, which is worse than an F. An F is like, okay, maybe you just didn't know the material as best as you could. And a zero means you didn't know it at all. No leadership at all. No leadership at all, even on the field, right? How do you get behind a guy who starts off like 0 for 20 with 17 strikeouts? It's very hard to get behind. But if there's a guy that goes out and it's from day one, is giving you the stuff, always giving you a chance, always believing in you, right? Like that's what Garrett Crochet does. He shows his belief in his team when he goes out and pitches. Like, I don't care, you know. He's like,
yes!
So like, I'm preaching right now, right? He believes in that team every time he takes the mound. Oh, the belief in himself is already there. But he believes in the team that, hey, if you give me one run, it's enough. It's enough!
Yes!
I should start passing the damn plate around. I could use it. Netflix, how much do they think? $28 a month? 617-779-7937. Text messages. Jacob, what you got?
All right, we got, hey, KJ, love your show, really do. Over, under, when you bring up Mookie Betts, 90 minutes. Do you still want to dump Trevor Story? Have a great show.
Well, everything changes. Now, the Mookie narrative may not change. And look, if the Red Sox win a championship
under,
there you go. Well, no, that's not fair because he brought it up, right? So he brought it up. Trust me when I tell you, there was no thought of Mookie Betts at all going into today's show. None at all. None. If anybody, the person who's on my mind the most today is Jarrad Durant. Jarrad Durant is a guy who, how can I say this? It would be a mistake if he goes, because I don't know if you can ever really replace what he does when he figures out. Like, once he gets to the point of being 85% confident and doing what he can do all the time, he's probably the most dangerous guy in baseball. Like, for those who are historians, like who like really look back and not just number, but, you know, actually pull up film and stuff like that. If you look at these mid to late 80s St. Louis Cardinals teams, man, they'd be lucky if anybody on the team had more than 17 home runs. But damn, if they didn't have two or three, there were going to be three guys who had at least 30 stolen bases. There was going to be two guys who had at least 50 stolen bases. And Vince Coleman probably is going to be their 80, 90 stolen bases. And because of the new rules that have been implemented in baseball in terms of your check overs to first, there's a set number with that. The pitch clock, all these things favor is like, if you've got a person who's got speed. Now, I'm not saying Durant should be stealing 80 bases in a season, but I would ask you this. If Durant finds himself standing at first 150 times during the season, let's just say 150 times during the season. Now, the crazy thing about it is the guy's so fast, probably half of those, he's standing at second. But if he, and here's the other part of it. I'm going to keep on this Durant thing. If you break the strike zone down into thirds, if Durant could stay away from thinking that he can do damage at that top third and work on the bottom two thirds and is constantly putting the ball on the ground, this guy has the ability, his speed is very much what you used to see back in the day when teams played on artificial turf. Just bang the ball into the ground, and by the time the ball comes down, you're already at first. That's what you saw yesterday with that double. Like, that is, even if there's a person standing there in position at third, by the time that ball comes down on that chop, it's a bang-bang play at first for Durant. I don't know if you necessarily just give that up. So, Crochet, all-star, Bregman's going to be an all-star, said he's just going to go down there and see the home run derby come back.
Durant kind of runs like a lizard.
Yeah, well, you know what, when you're talking about, like, if we're going to talk about, like, reptiles, you know how they tell you, like, you never run in a straight line to get away from an alligator because it's going to catch you?
Yeah.
Right? That's Jarrad Durant, right? Like, when you talk, like, oh, boy, he's an alligator catching somebody running in a straight line. And we talked about it last Sunday. Like, the way he gets around the base path, it's almost like he's hurtling. He's taking these high jump steps. Or long jump steps, not the high jump. But long jump steps where he's probably taking five, maybe six strides between base paths, which is absolutely crazy. And I don't know if that's something you just readily give away for sake of something that it might be a rental. Again, we'll do Save Trade next, the game show where we either save or trade players on the Red Sox. And it's gotten harder than before I got the roster together a couple days ago. Like, it's gotten even harder to make that decision. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jay in Georgia. Jay, thanks so much for calling the KJ Show.
KJ, oh. It's Jessup.
What?
Remember me? Used to call your show down here in Georgia.
Wow. All right, so for those who don't know, I used to work in Atlanta. Jessup is a guy I used to call all the time. Jessup, how you doing, man?
I ain't going to keep you long because you know your show ain't that long.
Jeez, okay, we're going there. Yes, what is it?
Keep chopping at that tree,
it's okay,
young fella.
I get your point.
I would have been talked to that Laird man and told him to up in your pay or airtime. You is too soft, KJ. Too soft.
Hey, everybody's beating up on me today, Jacob. You got the text guy over-undering me on Mookie. Okay, what is it, Jessup? Say what he said.
KJ, are the Red Sox going to be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? Mm. And is your wife going to let you come down to Atlanta for the All-Star festivities? They still got that girly spot over on Alabama Street used to, like, I'll hang up.
Please do. Jacob, you ever been to Atlanta?
No, I have not.
There is a spot over on Alabama Street. It will kind of change your fascinations. No, I won't be able to get down to the All-Star break, even though a couple buddies of mine called me like, look, you know, you're coming down. Got a couple tickets for events. I thought I would fly down. What is it? I don't want to say the airline, but there's a particular airline where, like, as soon as I get off the air, I can find a plane ticket for like $26. Now, there's a very good chance that that flight may get canceled 3 or 4 times before I finally get there, but it still only cost me like $26. I'm not going to say the name of the airline, but probably if I did, I would jump on one of those flights out of Logan down to Jackson Hartsfield. They're going to be buyers. They have to be buyers. And this is what I was saying in the last break is there's now a pressure on management to, they got a barbecue. It ain't even a mildew situation. And for Alex Cora, this is one of those situations where what if management does not make a move? Do you, I mean, if you're Alex Cora, do you just like walk away? Right? Because you're like, what do I have to do? And keep in mind that you had names on that 21 team. JD Martinez was still here. Rafi's here. Xander's here. I mean, you had players here that were bona fide MLB stars, had won a World Series together as well. And you're like, please send help. Now you're like, okay, you've got a full young staff. Like, take out Bregman. Everybody on the team barely can drink, okay? Right? That's how young this team is. And what are you going to show this team if you don't try and make a move for this run with young guys? Older guys who are in the league, they can understand, you know, like this business. I've seen this happen. I can tell you a story when I was playing for so-and-so and they did this and that and the third. But these young guys, you're almost kind of like, hey, if we're over-indexing and we're the real future of this team, where you don't have to get rid of a bunch of us, where say early in the season or even going into this season, the conversation was like, okay, who are some of the, are you prepping some of these prospects to make moves to go get other players right now? No one saw that Mayer could play a high quality third and gives, I'll be dead honest with you, gives the Red Sox a great position with their conversation with Bregman. Because if you're a Bregman at the beginning of the season, they're like, they're going to have to talk. Like, the way that Rafi was going, and then when you trade Rafi, you're probably like, they got to talk to me. Like, they didn't got to do anything. This team has pretty much done this without Bregman in the lineup. And I'm not saying just throw Bregman away. That's not it at all. But now if you start saying, well, yeah, Bregman probably wants mid-40s per year, and he wants it extended over time. I'm not talking to him right now. So, yes. Crochet is showing what it needs, to, how it gets done. Like, I don't know. I don't know about you, Jacob. I've now formed a habit. Anytime Crochet is pitching, I purposely pop some popcorn. I don't care if it's the middle of the day. And Crochet's pitching, I'm getting the popcorn out because I'm about to watch a masterpiece. Even the struggle that he had against the Nationals in his last start. Was it last Sunday?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, the rain was. It was the Rockies game because there was the rain delay. You remember? There was like a 15. The 15 minute rain delay that kind of threw things off, but still was able to manage through. And I was just like, that was in DC. That's right. It was last Sunday where it had a little brief rainstorm. 15 minutes. I was just like, oh man, do you get somebody up? Because Crochet seems to his routine is thrown off. You could tell. And just the way that he hammered through that, I think they were like, you know what? Do you see what's going on out there with this guy? And these other guys are kind of like there's an expectation of greatness to happen. And when you can get that in young players, I think this is why when we do save trade, why something has to be put together almost more so for the starting pitcher now than the first baseman, even though I think there are some scenarios that you can have where you might say, this is who you potentially move. So I'll tell you what. I'll get into some of the potential moves, and then we'll do save trade next here on the KJ Show. More of your calls and text. 617-779-7937. Thank you for starting your Sunday here with the KJ Show on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait, you thought the KJ show is nothing but a bunch of hip-hop beats? I don't care what the argument is. The greatest Metallica album post-Master of Puppets is the one right after it. And Justice for All. Turn that up, Jacob. Turn it up. Let's headbang ball at 8:50 in the morning. Oh. How does a guy with no hair be a headbanger? KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Save Trade, the game show where we decide if they're going to stay or they're getting shipped off. That's minutes away. Let's go to Louie in Springfield. Louie, thanks so much for calling the KJ Show. Good Sunday to you, my man.
Good morning. Great Sunday show. Love it. I'm an old geezer, and this team reminds me so much of 67. There was nobody saw this coming in 67 or this year. Let's face it, nobody thought Crochet would be that good. They hoped he'd be good. But these kids for the Red Sox, they're so fast. Don't let that left fielder go. Don't let Duran go. He's exciting, and he'll learn not to strike out. But in 67, nobody saw Lombard coming. Nobody saw Yastrzemski coming. Mm. It was just unbelievable. And the fans went nuts. And also, they got hot just before the All-Star game and after the All-Star game that year. This team is doing the same thing. And they're just going crazy.
Yeah, Louie, thank you so much for the call and always welcome here on the KJ Show. Yeah, Louie's right. Now, obviously, a little before my time, but I could also say, Louie, tell me about the 66 season. And there's like average 6,000 people at Fenway. Like this, it was really starting to get ugly. I'm giving you a historical perspective. I'm not going to lie to you and say, yeah, I was there. Ted Williams, I think at this point, is now a manager with the Washington Senators. He's still in baseball, but doesn't have the relationship with the team anymore. Things had kind of fallen apart. People taking a real big disinterest. And like, think about it. There's really a time where the Red Sox and the Yankees are kind of really bad. Like, you can't really fathom that. But they're kind of bad at that same time. And he's absolutely right. Like, this is the emergence of Carl Yastrzemski. You mentioned left field, right? That begins the... He continues the legacy of left field, right? It would then be Jim Rice, then Mike Greenwell, and then it gets kind of iffy in between there. But I'm joking when I put Greenwell in there, but he was there. But yeah, when the team is young, when there seems to be no real star to lean everything on, especially daily players, that's what makes it more exciting. Again, my minor's in psychology, worker management relations, so that's why you always hear me talk about relationships between workers and management, right? Is the energy in the ballpark Friday night and then yesterday afternoon is playoff level. And the reason why it's playoff level is because this is what I've been saying all along. The Red Sox is New England's first love. It's the first love. It's the rite of passage. It's seeing the kid on the train with this look on his eyes. He's like 5, 6 years old. He's got his glove. You realize he's going through the rite of passage of being taken to Fenway for the first time. Millions of families. This is the story of millions of families. And to get to a point of feeling like, man, what's going on out there and how it seems to be handled, they just don't care about my kids. For like, you feel like you're going to be cheated out. And Louis has a point. 67 creates the energy that by time you get to 75, there's that energy still there. You still have some of those faces from 67. The new faces, and by that time, Rice is new. Evans is new. So you have the building blocks that would take you to that next stage. Then would come kind of the heartbreak years, right? 78 and then 86, you know. So, but you then start to have what would eventually become the energy to why this team is seen and felt to be a winner. Right, because people realize that, hey, whatever you want to say about the Henrys and so forth, they know these stories. They know 67. They know the energy of 75. They know the disappointment of 78. They know the run of 86, the disappointment of 86, and then the steroid whopping you got from Oakland in 88. Damn, KJ, preach! Preach, KJ, preach!
Yes!
The fans deserve this type of energy. It's like needed. Needed, needed, needed. Think about just the heartbreak the fan base is going through. Tatum going down in the playoffs. The Bruins just laying down. You know, the last of the big two for the Bruins decides to go to Florida and win a cup. The fan base needs something to feel good about, right? Now, there's a lot of hope for the football team, but we've seen what's happened when the energy of the baseball team feeds into football season. There's no stronger fan base than New England. I've lived a few places in the country. This is the fan base where the energy literally translates to on the field. And that's what this fan base deserves. All right, more of your texts and calls coming. 617-779-7937. Now it is time for...
Welcome to Save Trade, the game show where we spin the wheel to see if a player is going to stay or getting shipped off. Here's your host, KJ.
Guess the show couldn't afford an or, but here, Jacob will go through the roster. We will determine, should the Red Sox save or should they trade? Jacob, go.
All right, here we go. Let's see. I'll start off with Alex Bregman.
Oh, Alex Bregman.
What the hell did you just say?
Ish.
Let's see here. I'm going to save him. I was thinking about potentially trading him, but there was a part of me that says, you know what? What if you get rid of him and you lose some of that energy? So I'm going to say let's definitely save him. All right, next.
Willie Abreu.
Yeah, you got to keep him.
Yes!
You got to keep him. Next.
Masataka Yoshida.
He can go.
Jaren Duran.
He's got to stay.
Yes!
Aroldis Chapman.
Yes!
Stay. He's there. Think about it. They talked about him before. No, he's got to stay.
Trevor Story.
Oh, let's say someone calls and is willing to overpay. And let's say they're willing to give you a clear number two pitcher. This is tough. I hate to do it. How else are you going to get? Okay. I know we're going to hear about that. But if this is the hottest he's going to be, but you need a number two pitcher, I think you think that Mayer's ready for short. All right, next.
Not on the roster, but Christian Campbell.
And I don't say that to be impersonal. I think if someone sees that his value is major league ready now, and you've got a starting pitcher that you're ready to unload some cash, Campbell's got to go. Next. Oh, this is so hard.
Sidán Rafaela.
Yes!
Oh, he stays. I mean, not only does he stay, you probably start hanging up on people who call about him. He's got to stay. Next. See how hard this game is?
Abraham Toro.
Ooh. You know, here's the thing. If we played this game three days ago, this is an easy decision, but I still say... Here's why. If someone sees a value in him long-term, but you need a short-term return at first, you have enough guys on this roster right now that can play all these other infield positions. And with Bregman back, you feel like, okay, even if Bregman can't go at third, Mayer can. If Mayer can't go at third, then, you know, that's when you would get, I mean, you could play Gonzalez there. So, you have options. I mean, Toro, look, hero of yesterday, but next, Spinoyo. Saving or trading is never easy.
Romy Gonzalez.
He is the thing. I think Romy Gonzalez is probably the phone calls that have been showing up the most. But it is this. Is it the most you could get back in return? If Hunter Dobbins doesn't go down Friday night, I would say yes, he stays. But with Dobbins going down, Romy may be that piece that gets you starting pitching. Oh, it's hard. Let's do three more.
Roman Anthony.
Oh, he stays.
Yes.
There's no. I mean, they've got the marketing. They've got the marketing campaigns for him. It's a double.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, and he's got that strong Roman chin.
Yes!
Oh, and then the guy's hitting the ball to the opposite field. Who needs the home runs?
Yes!
Oh, can you tell him in love? Two more.
Connor Wong.
Did I make myself clear? Anybody seen Connor? Sorry. Only reason why he would stay is like you'd have to go get a backup catcher. You don't want to just put it all in the virus. Yeah.
We got last one. Marcelo Meyer.
He stays.
Yes!
See, that's the thing. Probably three of these names would have been trades 2 weeks ago. When you're on a 9-game winning streak and people feel like they're knowing their role, I feel like probably the only names would be Romy Gonzalez, Toro. You might be getting calls about Ref Snyder, but I don't know if you want to take that chance because at least you know what speed you get with Ref Snyder if you have to rotate in. And again, look, the outfield is kind of set, but they're still kind of young and they're all left-handers outside of, you know, Sedane. But I think, If there is a scenario of people who go, I've got a couple of scenarios, and then I'll get to break. Or you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's go to break, and then I'll tell you why this particular player is definitely the one I think the Red Sox are taking calls about, and I think the fan base would be okay if this is the person that gets traded for some type of real haul. KJ Show, 617-779-7937. More of your texts and calls. Next, more Red Sox talk here. I mean, they're hot. You're on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.